The port is so far looking at selling the hotel building and retaining ownership of the land it sits on. During the commission's August 20th meeting, Acting Executive Director Will Easom explained the financial details of the Riverwalk Inn. The hotel overlooks the West Mooring Basin Marina on port property in Astoria.
The appraisal sort of confirmed what management had thought all along, and that the sale of the hotel from a purely financial perspective is sort of a slam dunk.
Currently, the Param Hotel Group is leasing the hotel and paying the port rent and a percentage of gross receipts from room rentals. That lease expires next year, but the company has a 5-year renewal option that would take them through 2025, should the port decide to keep the hotel. This amounts to about $218,000 a year in revenue. Selling the hotel building while retaining ownership of the land it sits on would net the port a lot more.
The current value of the hotel structure is just over $4 million, and the value of the land is at $1.17 million for a total of $5.2 million. So if you look at the total value of the hotel being $5.2 million and the fact that we receive $218,000, that's a return of just north of 4% in terms of the value of the asset, which is pretty poor.
Easom explained that selling the hotel building would also transfer liability and maintenance costs to the buyer. The current leaseholder, Param Group, would have the option to compete for the sale with other potential buyers. Easom said he had in mind the hotel brokerage firm Northwest Hotel Investor, which handled the recent sale of the Atomic Motel in Astoria. However, he suggested the Port Commission might have a range of considerations to discuss before agreeing to sell.
Selling the building from a financial perspective, it makes all the sense in the world. That being said, we understand that sometimes these decisions aren't made in a vacuum, and there can be reasons other than strictly financial to hold on to an asset. And that's something, as an organization, I think we have to be cognizant of and evaluate. But with the current state of affairs, I do think having that influx of cash and giving us the ability to leverage these funds into some of the projects that are in need of getting done is going to be important.
Commission Chair Dirk Roan said the issue at this point did not require a formal vote by the commission, but simply consensus. In a straw poll, all commissioners agreed to allow Easom to pursue engaging a commercial agent to look into selling the Riverwalk Inn building. Port Commissioner Frank Spence brought up the possibility of also selling the East Mooring Basin Marina, located on Marine Drive at 36th Street in Astoria. Commission Chair Roan said the port should first finish its strategic planning process and complete the creation of a finance committee to oversee port monetary affairs before considering that option. Commissioners had voted earlier in the meeting to create a standing port finance committee. The committee will include the Port Commission Treasurer, the Port's Director of Finance, and up to 5 citizen members. Members will serve 2-year terms. The port will issue a 30-day public notice for applicants who want to be committee members. The Port Commission meets again on September 3rd at 4 p.m. in the Port of Astoria Administrative Office Building on Pier 1 in Astoria. I'm Joanne Rideout reporting.